once more. I found nothing there to focus on. There were no hotel staff members, and the small bar was not yet open. The only thing on the wall was a large oil painting of a mountain. When I turned back to the television screen, there was a large close-up of a familiar face. Noboru Wataya's face. I sat up straight and turned my attention to the reporter's words. Something had happened to Noboru Wataya, but I had missed the beginning of the story. Soon, the photo disappeared and the reporter appeared on screen. He wore a tie and an overcoat, and he was standing in the entrance to a large building with a mic in his hand. Rushed to Tokyo Women's Medical University Hospital, where he is now in intensive care, but all we know is that he has not regained consciousness since his skull was fractured by an unknown assailant. Hospital authorities have refused to comment on whether or not his wounds are life-threatening. A detailed report on his condition is to be released later. Reporting from the main entrance of Tokyo Women's Medical University, and the broadcast returned to the studio, where the anchorman began to read a text that had just been handed to him. According to reports just in, Representative Noboru Wataya has sustained severe injuries to the head in what appears to have been an attack on his life. The young assailant burst into his office in Tokyo's Minato district at 11:30 this morning and, in the presence of the persons whom Representative Wataya was meeting at the time, delivered several strong blows to the head with a baseball bat, inflicting severe injuries. The screen showed a picture of the building that housed Noboru Wataya's office. The man had posed as a caller to Representative Wataya's office, concealing the bat inside a long cardboard mailing tube. Witnesses say the man pulled the bat out of the tube and attacked without a word of warning. The screen showed the office where the crime had occurred. Chairs were scattered on the floor, and a black pool of blood could be seen nearby. The attack came so suddenly that neither Representative Wataya nor the others with him had a chance to resist. After checking to be certain that Representative Wataya was unconscious, the assailant left the scene, still holding the baseball bat. Witnesses say the man, approximately 30 years of age, was wearing a navy blue coat, a woolen ski hat, also navy, and dark glasses. He was about 5'9" and had a bruise-like mark on his right cheek. Police are looking for the man who seems to have managed to lose himself without a trace in the crowds. The screen showed police at the scene of the crime, and then a lively Akasaka street scene. Baseball bat? Mark on the face? I bit my lip.
Noboru Wataya was a rising star among economists and political commentators when this spring he inherited the mantle of his uncle, longtime Diet member Yoshitaka Wataya, and was elected to the House of Representatives. Widely hailed since then as an influential young politician and polemicist, Noboru Wataya was someone of whom much was expected. Police are launching a two-pronged investigation into the crime, assuming that it could have been either politically motivated or some kind of personal vendetta. To repeat this late-breaking story, Noboru Wataya, prominent member of the House of Representatives, has been rushed to the hospital with severe head injuries after an attack late this morning by an unknown assailant. Details on his condition are not known at this time. And now, in other news...
Someone appeared to have switched off the television at that point. The announcer's voice was cut short, and silence enveloped the lobby. People began to relax their tensed postures. It was obvious that they had gathered in front of the television for the express purpose of hearing news about Noboru Wataya. No one moved after the set was switched off. No one made a sound. Who could have hit Noboru Wataya with a bat? The description of the assailant sounded exactly like me. The navy coat and hat, the sunglasses, the mark on the cheek, height, age, and the baseball bat. I had kept my own bat in the bottom of the well for months, but it had disappeared. If the same bat was the one used to crush Noboru Wataya's skull, then someone must have taken it for that purpose. Just then, the eyes of one of the women in the group focused on me. A skinny, fish-like woman with prominent cheekbones. She wore white earrings in the very center of her long earlobes. She had twisted around in her chair and sat in that position for a long time, watching me, never averting her gaze or changing her expression.